6 program under Article 15 and have highlighted its positive aim of unshackling persons with disabilities. However, we have been informed that under this program, a system of localized monitoring of persons with disabilities who have been unshackled has been put in place with the objective of tracking their medication, risk of violence, and preventing so-called bad behavior. The information and data collected is automatically shared with the welfare system and the police. The results are widespread negative repercussions on persons with disabilities involved. Another instrument springing from the 686 program is the Code of Practice for the Management and Treatment of Severe Mental Disorders that mandates psychiatrists to open a digital file regarding newly admitted patients with the National Health Commission. Once patients are discharged, their identity card number and personal information is connected to the Central Mental Illness Database, as it is called, exercising widespread control over the individuals concerned in their daily lives. My question is whether the state party, in relation to the 686 program, are taking any steps to ensure the right to privacy under Article 22 of the Convention, collecting data only for the specific tasks with a legitimate aim under the Convention, not involving any repressive or otherwise restrictive measures or surveillance measures against persons with disabilities. Thank you.
Ms. Don DeVos, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair.